Trade secrets in trade secret misappropriation cases, many times, at least in my practice, that I see in two different veins. One is you have an employee who has a confidential relationship within her company, access to trade secrets and confidential information, and goes off to a competitor or starts her own business. And the other one involves a joint venture of some kind between two companies who share confidential information, trade secret information, in an attempt to either develop a new product, a service, that sort of thing. It goes south. Eventually, each party goes on its way, and one of the parties decides to commercialize whatever the product or service or technology is that was being discussed. The other party claims that there's been some type of misappropriation and ends up in court, whether state or federal, and that's where it faces these gentlemen to my right in a misappropriation case. So I'm going to begin with asking questions to each of the judges, and if they could respond, and additional comments from any of the other judges would be welcome. Judge Horan, at the very beginning at a TRO hearing, what are you most interested in looking at and evaluating in the context of a trade secret case?
Well, is this on? Okay. You know, I'd say in the first instance, if you're seeking a TRO and then you're coming behind that, you're going to need a preliminary injunction. As elementary as it may seem, from the court's perspective, everything's going to be analyzed and looked at through the basic requirements for a preliminary injunction or a TRO, including, critically, a showing of a substantial likelihood of success on the merits.